Audio morning brief on the U.S. stock market and an update on the PPI inflation report. It's 8:36 a.m. Eastern Time, April 11th. I'm Rich Ploss for Critical Point. A few minutes ago, by the way, I just completed videoing the weekly update, processing it now. We'll get it posted. And on the PPI report, it came in at 0.2% month on month. I have not looked at the annual yet, and I haven't looked at internals in the reports. More importantly is what I want to see what people are saying next few minutes, next few hours, and by the end of the day. And I want to see how the market behaves throughout the day on into the end of the week to give us how we're going to wrap up this week's of inflation reports. Yesterday was a devastating day. For some traders, they turned very, very bearish. But as I show in the weekly update, some of the more important traders, and especially those linked on the major level one on into long term, have really paid no attention to this. They didn't sell much at all, and I think they're back to buying. Level two has been really an aggressive seller since I think March 20th, and maybe even before that, I forget now. So they're a bit of an oddball. I think I explained that a little bit. But I do think, even though they were heavy sellers yesterday, I think they may be wrapping it up, taking a little break. Level three trader, interesting enough, has not done as well of timing and following the market all through March into April. That's not the way they normally behave. They haven't done so well. And really, if you look, they've been buying, selling, buying, selling. But it looks like their overall position and the amount of business they're doing is really about the same where it was 30 days ago. They haven't really placed any larger bets or done much of anything. If you combine it, the basket is suggesting market's going higher in May anyways, but we may have headwinds because of all this inflation, higher interest rates. But right here, right now, I'm calling for level three and level two, level one tops in interest rates, therefore bottoms, buys in bonds. I think they're going to back off interest rates the next 2 months. I think they're going to put the bond prices up, but I don't think they're going to move that much. I think there's more money to be made in the stock market. They can't move much because they got to wait on the Fed Reserve. And now, unfortunately, people are saying Fed Reserve's probably not going to lower to September. Others are saying they're moving from June to July. Okay. They may not raise it all this year. I don't care. On one hand, it's not going to hurt the long-term bull market. I don't see this as problematic. On a short-term basis, it can create problems from time to time for us. And we've had an easy run. We've probably seen the fastest, easiest money you can ever make in the stock market. Things are going to get a little sloppy at times and still move higher. There's still plenty of money to be made this year. There's plenty of much money to be made this decade, but there's going to be corrections and problems. Now, I also explained a ready, set, go pattern on the intraday chart, the six-hour chart on the S&P 500 futures. And with this report today, the PPI, the inflation backing off some because it was lower than what people expected. It was up. Inflation's up, but the point is it wasn't up what they were expecting. That's the opposite of what happened to them yesterday in the CPI report. I think they're going to feel a little bit calmer today and be willing to buy a little bit today, frankly. All right, I could be wrong. And I show you in a weekly update various alternatives and the forecasts and whatnot. But the ready, set, go pattern was really the bounce going into the close yesterday from the lowest price yesterday into the overnight market. Then that was the ready. Then the set was pulling back overnight and pulling back into this PPI report. And now the interest rates are starting to slip now, and the futures are going up again. And as long as they don't take out yesterday's low in the S&P 500 cash and the futures, and we'll trade above, say, the overnight high, or at least turn positive today on the cash side, that's probably a little bit of a bullish indicator, ready, set, go pattern. More importantly, it's a nice little gimmick to get off the fence that if they're willing to put it that high, what they may be willing to do is actually buy those levels. They'll buy on the way up, or at least use backup price levels. And the computers will automatically do that kind of pattern type trading to get them in. It's not an extremely useful tool to be bullish or bearish or buy, sell something. It's just a tool to jump on board something. The train may be leaving the station. And they know how to computerize that and let the computer take care of it. But the point is they need information to want to do it. So they need their charts, their technical, their quant stuff, the other computerized stuff to tell them to do it. Maybe they even need some news. Well, in my opinion, they just got the news this morning. So at any rate, we'll get the weekly update there, and I just wanted to inform you this is an aggressive timing call because interest rates haven't really come down much at all. They just ticked down a little bit. And I'm saying there's a chance they're going lower now and bond prices going higher. And it may be too close to call and maybe dangling us over the frying pan here for pure timing, okay? And it can actually bring interest rates down quite a bit, and it would still be cut. And if I make additional signals or the model does, it would still be timing. It'd have to come down a large amount to be that slow trend following where you're waiting for someone else to push things far enough where you say, okay, the train has left the station, but I'm standing beside her and I'm going to jump on board that train because it's not moving too fast yet. All right, any rate, hope you have a great day. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Granted, something could go wrong here in the stock market for a little while yet, but I'm thinking we're about ready to get back on track to move higher into May, and it may not move as high as we want now, may not be as bullish acting as we want, because we do have a little bit of inflation problem. I think inflation's going higher in the summer. Last night, the modeling suggested it might be over by May. Problem is we may not learn of that June, July, August. So there can be a little bit of an issue here. Also, look, check out the weekly update of what I was talking about for commodity indexes versus China's stock market, as well as the U.S. long-term patterns for the equal-weighted S&P 500 index. Got a nice clean chart there that shows you those minor long-term bull bear markets in a much simpler fashion, and so you have a better understand what I'm talking about. Thank you, and yes, I'm going to give the bulls a chance yet in the stock market, even though things are a little shaky right now.